Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Del Unser. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mickey Lolick. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second, the second baseman, Chris Arnold. Batting third, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Gary Thomason. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rob Dressler. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Rob Dressler. And now, play ball. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold hits a ball on the ground into center field. Unser picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Unser. Herndon moves to third. Arnold moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herndon scores. Arnold moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. Arnold scores. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dressler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Crane Pool moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomason. Crane Pool scores. Unser moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Dressler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-1 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Arnold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Arnold hits a line drive towards third. Garrett catches it and throws to first to double up Herndon. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops it up and throws to first, with Dressler covering, for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason strikes out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Rob Dressler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressler is 0 for 1 in the game. Dressler strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Spear. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomason. Lolick moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan bunts towards the mound. Dressler fields it and throws to first for the out. Lolick moves to third. Phillips moves to second. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lolick scores. Phillips scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Arnold hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. Arnold moves to second. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Reitz takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Reitz moves to second. Daryl Thomas pinch runs for Ken Reitz. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Mark Hill. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Willie Montanez pinch hits for Rob Dressler. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Mike Sadek now catching. Daryl Thomas now playing second base. Chris Arnold now playing third base. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Arnold is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Arnold fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Arnold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear strikes out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.